Good morning.
I know we heard this last week, but now it's official and we've got a date and everything. That my favorite show, 24.
It has got its final hour. The show is going to come to an end after its current eighth season on May 24th. And Kiefer Sutherland released a statement. He said the show's cast and crew have always wanted 24 to finish on a high note, and the decision to make the eighth season the last one is something they all agreed upon. Now, the show has received 68 Emmy nominations, winning for Outstanding Drama Series. Kiefer Sutherland won for Best Drama Actor in 2006. And for the last six seasons, first six seasons, they were in L.A. Then they went on a break. Then they went to Africa, Washington. Currently, they're in New York. And by the end of this season, 24 would have made 194 episodes, making it one of TV's longest-running action shows.
Word of a movie in the works, though.
Movie in the works, absolutely, and they say they're all anxious to work on that.
So Kiefer Sutherland would be in the movie as well, Anne? Same
yes.
cast?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Unless they kill him off at the end of this season, which is
right?
highly...
No, I don't think so.
Highly yeah. unlikely. I will say this season has been a bit of a dud. You know, compared to other seasons, which have just been outstanding, this one's got some weird, storylines mm-hmm. off to the side that no mm-hmm. one cares about.
Maybe they know they're about to jump the shark, yeah, so they're saying bye-bye.
It's funny you say that, because the Fonz, Henry Winkler, was in our city over the weekend. He got the keys to the city.
Oh, really?
He's the guy who jumped the shark.
Yeah. Oh, so why'd he get the keys to the city? What?
For his advocacy work with literacy programs and the children's books that he's written, and he does a lot of work for cerebral palsy. And
oh, very good.
Plus, the mayor happens to be a big fan, and that always helps.
You know what's funny, though? In the picture in the paper, it was our mayor that was wearing the leather jacket, not the
phone. Ah, that's funny.
Train Your Dragon, this 3D movie, number one.
Train Your Dragon, this is the 3D movie, brought in $43.3 million, number one over the weekend. Everybody's liking the movie. And here's the thing. There are so many 3D movies coming out now, and there aren't enough screens.
Right, right.
So it's a situation where they say it's like they're all lined up on the tarmac, ready to go, but they can't take off because there just aren't enough screens. There's a limited amount of shelf space, and you've got this traffic jam now at the multiplex for the 3D movie. It's a high-class problem. It's still a problem. So obviously 3D is taking off. People love it. People want it. Obviously this is a movie that everybody likes. The reviews have been excellent.
And I know you're always in for a fashion tip. If you forget your sunglasses in your car, those 3D glasses actually work if it's sunny.
Yes, exactly.
Billy Joe's been spotted wearing them behind the wheel, actually. All right, so Tillis Hollywood. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Talk to you then.